So tonight we are starting our lessons in 1 Corinthians, and the reason why I wanted to do 1 Corinthians is I believe that 1 Corinthians is in fact parallel to our Western culture in the way it is today. Although we do have more in our face, I believe, concerning everything at our fingertips with our phones and tablets and there's screens everywhere you go. You can't help it. You go to McDonald's and you see a TV. You go anywhere, restaurant or what, and there is a screen in your face. I think that in this time though, Corinth is a port city in which it's kind of a melting pot of so much stuff. People from all over Europe and Africa are coming in because it's an easy route in which to ship things and ship things out. And so, and at this time, what you're seeing is just a bunch of beliefs and lifestyles kind of cohabitating. At the same time, you're seeing all of these lifestyles not revolve around Christ, which is why Paul comes in with Aquila and Priscilla to plant a church in Corinth. He sees what's going on there, and he knows that there's a huge need for Christ in this import-export city. And so that's where we start. And the thing is, to me, is the Church of Corinth is something that we can resonate with now, because of the pressure that's on the church to sometimes change to meet the needs of the people on the outside, in the sense of we change the sensitivity of the Bible, or we change Jesus into this character that is more appealing to the outside, making a completely different God than what the Bible originally wanted us to know and believe. And so, with Corinth, they're choosing to believe in their own gods, whether it's a made-up God or the main one, which is Aphrodite, the goddess of love. So, we start off by addressing the author. The author is Paul. Paul's writing a letter to the Church of Corinth because after he established the church decided to be very divisive. They couldn't divorce themselves away from the culture and then stay true to the word and to Jesus. And so they adopted so many things from the culture. That were sexual immorality, from incest all the way to sex inside the church. And then what ended up happening out of that is you had a cliques were formed. There was one group that was true to the word. There was one group that aligned themselves with Peter. There was one group that aligned themselves with Paul. There was another group that aligned themselves with culture. And so it was just this cesspool of crazy inside this church. And so it was an anti-unity. And so there was no common ground in moving forward for the sake of Christ. And so that's why you see this book being written by Paul. The next thing is the background and setting. Of course, this is to the city of Corinth. Corinth is located in southern Greece. Again, it's next to a huge sea, and so therefore all of the import export was through Corinth. Corinth was known for the Isthmian Games. I think I'm saying that right. What it was is it was second to the Olympian Games. It was still like sports oriented, so you had that in the city of Corinth as well, which also brought in a lot of people too, to watch those and to participate in those games. And then finally, I wanted to talk about the reason why the second reason why I chose Corinth was it wasn't not only that we relate, but I do think that we can take and see what the Church of Corinth does and do the opposite of what most of the Church of Corinth did, but also really adapt to what the people who stay true in the Church of Corinth, put that into our lives and take it and apply it where they stayed unified. You know, this letter was written basically to them to say, hey, there's certain people that aren't repenting out of this. You need to kick them out. And they were such a unified group that they could do it. That's what's amazing to me. And so we can learn a lot by what the Church of Corinth did and didn't do. And then finally, there's two people that I really respect in this that went along with Paul. Is Priscilla and Aquila. These two people went along with Paul as servants to Paul to help do what Paul wanted, as well as to share the gospel and push for the kingdom of God into a land that ultimately didn't want what they wanted. And so what I think is really cool is Priscilla, being a woman, is in a city where Aphrodite is the main deity. The goddess of love was someone that was worshipped by 1,000 or more prostitutes in the city. That's how they worshipped Aphrodite. They basically, if men came in to the city, they had sex with them. And then ultimately, you see this woman, Priscilla, who is in the city remaining pure. And I can only imagine the men and how they thought of women in this culture because of Aphrodite, that they would see Priscilla and go, what are you doing? And when she immediately says, I'm a servant of Jesus, which I am almost certain she had to, that it opened people's eyes to, wow, there is someone who has standards. And I think that is something missing in our Western culture and is slowly going away, is someone that stands on, one, a moral ground, but also on the Word of God. And that when it is approached by people, they're willing to stand up and be and remain pure to God. So those are the things that I wanted to share with you. As the weeks progress, we will actually get into the Word and break it down and really apply that to our lives. And how can we connect with this Church of Corinth and see how we can grow in the Lord and how we can face our culture today. In the end, I hope to grow with you and learn more about this as well.